carry. Now that Jesus Christ has set us free, yeah. Without doubt or hesitation, take the news to every nation. No way, I'm not ashamed. Gonna tell the world about Jesus. I gotta testify. I'm gonna tell the world about Him. No way, I'm not ashamed. Gonna tell the world about Jesus. I gotta testify. I'm gonna tell the world about Him. This is the time for holy boldness. This is a time for victory, yeah. Keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, going where the Spirit leads us. No way, I'm not ashamed. Gonna tell the world about Jesus. I've got to testify. I'm gonna tell the world about Him. No way. Tell the world about Jesus. I've got to testify. I'm going to tell the world about Him.
Tell the whole world about Jesus with holy boldness, that God gives us that holy boldness. The Bible says the righteous are bold as a lion, so we are not ashamed of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, no matter what they say, because Jesus is Lord. Amen. Jesus is Lord today and forever, and every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. They may not want to do it now, but one day they're all going to have to do it. That Jesus Christ is Lord. Well, welcome y'all tonight. This is Pastor John Kyle, the Deliverance Today broadcast. The oasisplace.org is the website. And we're just glad to have everyone that's here so far tonight here with us. And pray that Jesus will deliver you today, if you're needing deliverance, that is. I don't know if you're needing it, but if you are, you can get some. Okay, so, yeah, can everybody hear me okay? If so, yeah, that's good. Well, welcome those in the chat room as well. Praise God for each one of you, and we're glad to see you. I'm going to open up with a little bit of news, and then we're going to get to the Word of God that will help you, and I believe will be a timely word for everyone. All right, so, the news. What's going on? Well, we know Robin Williams killed himself. What was that? Demons were close. I mean, they were there. They were done with him. Evidently, he acknowledged that he had opened himself up to transformative demonic powers that aided him on stage. But other actors have said that as well, of course. So he admitted that, said that with his own mouth. He says that it's an unholy anointing that takes over these so-called stars. He even said also he really can become this other force And, of course, his idol was Jonathan Winters, who also dealt with demonic powers that he utilized for fame and fortune also. And he said that these voices were always screaming to get out. They follow me around pretty much all day and night. That's Jonathan Winters that said that. And he also, of course, committed himself to a mental institution. Jonathan Winters did. And yes, it's sad to see people die, but, you know, people think that he's a wholesome family guy. But from what I understand, some of the most foul stuff came over him and came out of his mouth when he did up his stand-up comedian stuff. Every manner of foul language, all manner of garbage came out of his mouth when he did that because the demon took over and had to wait. So, you know, there's nothing to be proud of when you give yourself over to demons like that. And apart from a miracle, he probably didn't make it. But, of course, Hollywood says everybody goes to heaven, right? So, you know, anyway, U.S. sending troops to Russian borders countries, different countries, to reassure the Allies that everything is going to be okay, right? Okay, well, that's just escalation. You send your troops over to borders, that's just escalation. Okay? So they just wanted to stir things up to do that. Another football player comes out of the closet as gay. Chip Serafin, Arizona State University college football player, offensive lineman, 6'6", 320 pounds, came out of the closet as a queer, as a homosexual. And so I guess we'll see more. And a Christian rock star, Vicky Beeching, says that I'm gay just recently, too. God loves me just the way I am, she said. She's working to bring change in the church and cause the church to all love, all be accepting of the homosexual ways. Well, boy, that is definitely a sign of the down going of the church if we would embrace that. A new study from Barna Research Group reveals that most pastors avoid controversial issues to keep the offense, to keep the offerings coming in. Well, we already knew that. At least I did anyway. We already knew that that's the case in so many situations that people compromise because they don't want to have people leave their church. And so they avoid controversial issues. They avoid the issues that pastors need to be talking to the people about. So, something's wrong there. Well, I tell you what, this is sad to see that it's admitted that they compromise. Well, we know they do. Well, the Navy has removed all Bibles from military hotel rooms, and they're pushing for the removal of Bibles from rooms all across the country. Not just Navy rooms, but every motel hotel. And yet these same soldiers are encouraged to respect the Muslims, but we get rid of the Bibles and Christians, get the Bibles out of the motels crusade. Well, we know who's behind that, the devil himself, demons, and fallen beings from the dark. And so we know who wants the Bibles out of the motel. I mean, how many people have read the Gideon Bible at a time of desperation in a hotel or a motel room and found hope? Or even got born again at a time like that. Well, there's a reason that that God encouraged the Gideons to put them in motel rooms. Okay? There's a reason for that. Well, Albertsons has been hacked for credit card data. They haven't announced how many have been affected, but if you use your credit cards at the Albertsons grocery stores, they've been hacked. So, hope you didn't. Only 11 countries in the world right now are conflict-free. Isn't that amazing? Out of all the many countries in the world, only 11 in the whole world right now are conflict-free. That definitely a sign of the end time. The Bible says there'll be wars and rumors of wars in the last days. And indeed, that is the condition that we see. Wars and rumors of wars. Well, 11 countries without war, without some kind of conflict going on. One of the world's foremost experts on Ebola, of course, was killed on that Malaysian flight that was shot down over Ukraine. And, of course, he's needed right now. I wonder if that was a coincidence or not. Maybe he knew something that, doesn't want us to know, that somebody doesn't want us to know. I don't know. But anyway, I want to welcome y'all tonight. Just thought I'd share a little bit of news before we get into the important word tonight. I'd like to go ahead and give you the number to call in if you want to listen by phone, 657-383-0134. 657-383-0134 if you'd like to call and listen by phone. Of course, you probably know that, but I thought I'd just give it out. And if you'd like to email me, theoasis1, the number 1, at localnet.com. Theoasis1 at localnet.com. The website is theoasisplace.org. Our mailing address is Pastor John Kyle or The Oasis Church at P.O. Box 50162, Billings, Montana, 59105. And so I encourage you to write us or email us if you have a prayer request or a testimony of what God has done. Or if you'd like to support the ministry, you can mail that gift of love and support, your tithes, your offering in to the P.O. Box, or go to the website and use PayPal. Church is located at 2102 Old Hardin Road in Billings. If you'd like to come to church this summer, you're passing through the Billings, Montana area, we'd love to see you at 10:30 on Sunday. All right, enough of that. Let's open up in prayer and commit this time to Jesus. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, and we want to thank you, Lord, for every listener to this broadcast, Father. And I just ask that your blessing would be upon them, Father. We bind the demons. We bind the darkness. We break the power of the enemy against them and declare that, of course, no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and that you love them and you want them to prevail against every wicked work, every device of darkness. And so, Father, we pray your protection around them, your blessing on them, and thank you for ministering to them today. We cover this broadcast with the blood of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and commit this precious time to you, Lord. This is a valuable time about exposing the enemy and bringing about a way of freedom for the church if they choose to accept it. So, Father, we thank you for this time, this special time, and commit it to you and give you the glory for speaking words through my mouth and ministering to your people, Lord, the way you want it to be done, Father. And thank you for giving us the voice of your Spirit to speak, Lord, that the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Ghost to speak under that power of God to share what is needed to free the captive, Father. And we just give you all the praise and all the glory and thank you that you are a faithful God, and true to your children, no matter what happens, that you are true to your children. And you promise to never leave us nor forsake us. And give you the glory for that today. In Jesus' name. Everybody say amen out there. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to get into the message now that will help you, and I believe it's a word for each one to hear that is truth. Let's get into it, and God will indeed speak to our hearts today. Trapped by Satan and darkness is what I titled it. Trapped by Satan and darkness, demons and darkness, whatever you like. Whatever you like for a title would be good. All right, let's get into this. Praise God. Like it or not, Satanism, witchcraft, and the occult, New Age type teaching is spreading across our country like a cancer. not just our country, but the world. Not just here, but many places. Now, yes, it is here in Billings, Montana. It's in Montana. It's in our state. It's in your state. It's in your city. So this is important. It's who is in this? Who's involved in this? Business owners, even religious people, military men, government officials, and others are involved in forms of Satanism, whether they actually call it Satanism or not, Luciferianism, whatever they want to call it. Nevertheless, they are involved. And many Christians refuse to think about it. They choose to ignore it, hoping that it's going to go away. Is it going away? No. In fact, instead of going away, it's been increasing at alarming rates. Police departments all across the country are faced with it, not knowing many times what to do about it. They just call it crimes or different things, but many times they're hindered or even stopped in their investigation by satanic powers, by dark forces. In fact, a number of law enforcement people are practicing the occult, Satanism. Well, who can fight this kind of insidious, dark, and evil force that's in our world today? Can we stop it with guns and tanks and soldiers? No. Only with the weapon of the supernatural. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God that are pulling down a stronghold, the Word of God says. The weapons of the army of God. Who can wield these mighty weapons? Only born-again believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. People who have entered in or fooled with witchcraft, Satanism, or the occult often have serious problems in their lives, and they don't know why they're having those, because it may not have been them, or they might have done it before they became a Christian, and now they have these problems, either through directly being involved or through their ancestry who have dabbled in the dark arts. And they wonder why these things happen to them. Others who perhaps move into a home where witchcraft and idolatry or Satanism was practiced, they have all kinds of things that are happening to them, and they wonder why these things are happening. Bangings on the wall, knocking, things moving around, appearing and disappearing, and night visitations of spirits. They might start getting sick or dizzy and see poltergeist, various manifestations in the home, feel evil spirits, feel an evil presence in their house. You know, a teacher in India who didn't believe in Hinduism and demons, they went into a Hindu temple and in fun took the holy ashes of the temple and used them to clean his teeth. Well, he went insane and was possessed by demons. And a minister ministered deliverance to him, and he recovered, but he didn't accept Jesus, didn't get saved. So soon the problem started up again. You don't take these things lightly. A lot of people do nowadays, but you shouldn't be doing that. All right? See, the only protection one has against demons, Satanism, and witchcraft is total commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ and through his power given to the believer. That power that Jesus has given us is the power we can be effective against the powers of darkness in our lives. I want to read our first scripture today, Acts 19:18. Acts 19, verse 18. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. And many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Well, when did the word of God mightily and prevail? When they got rid of the curious arts, when they got rid of their cursed objects. And most believers today have some kind of cursed stuff in their home. And a lot of times they're just plain ignorant about it. They don't know that they have it. They don't know that it's cursed. But nevertheless, it's there, and it's snaring people. One of the major hindrances to people getting free from the occult and demonic powers is having cursed things in their homes or their possessions. people who have certain charms. They have certain DVDs. They have certain. They have rock music that is not Christian, non-Christian music. They have CDs, posters, idols, idolatry stuff, books on the occult or cults, some fantasy books or, you know, fiction, sci-fi, certain sci-fi, Mexican, Indian, African artifacts that are cursed, religious artifacts, pornographic books or magazines, Ouija boards, Dungeons and Dragons, I mean, all the different games, fantasy games, and then, of course, video games. Some of them are cursed. Many of them are. Fantasy books, horoscopes, astrology, certain religious artifacts. You know, they're opening themselves up for trouble. And behind every idol is a demon. And if we have idols or a cursed object in our home, then we have demons in our home, and they have a right to be there. What are idols? Well, they're objects of worship, number one. They're false gods, number two. They're, number three, objects of strong affection or devotion. There's things that people have in their home. A picture of Jesus can be an object of strong affection or devotion. Can be it's idolatry. I don't have pictures of Jesus in my home. An image of a person, an animal, or imaginary being, fantasy beings, pictures of those. Many times of a demon, dwarfs, fairies, trolls, gargoyles, things like that people have. Some of you have things going on in your life that you mistake as God, and they're not God. But demonic activities, demon activities from generational curses, family line spirits, familiar spirits. One lady who had been in our church at one time lost her mother. I think it was her mother. I'm pretty sure it might have been another relative, but I'm pretty sure it was her mother. And was being visited by her after her death. Her mother was visiting her, right? Uh-huh. She was convinced it was her mom. And that God was sending her as a comfort to her, to minister to her about her loss of her mom, to encourage her. Well, we told her that that's not your mom. That's a familiar spirit. That's a demon. That's a fallen being masquerading as your mom. Well, like many have that we have told that, she got offended, as many do when you tell them the truth. She wouldn't accept it because the demon was ministering to her, and she was in agreement with that demon, okay? And we said, no, that they can't pass. They can't come and visit you. Dead people cannot come and visit you. The Bible says that in Luke 16:26. It says, and beside all this, this was the rich man and Lazarus, this was an actual true story that happened. Jesus used a lot of his parables were true. So he says, a certain man, okay, that means it was an actual person. All right, and anyway, verse 26, besides all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you, neither than they can they pass to us that would come from thence. In other words, they can't pass once they've passed into death and life, whichever one it is, eternal life or eternal death, to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord, the Bible says, or to vice versa, to be absent from the Lord, not have the Lord, is death, and you'd be in a place of torment. You can't pass from that place or the other place to people. And so the rich man said, Lazarus, please warn my family, please, and give me some water. And he said, he can't do that. Can't pass between these places. There's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from thence to you, they cannot pass. And so they can't pass. And so if your mother, your father, your great-grandpa or grandpa so-so or uncle so-and-so is visiting you, that is a demon familiar spirit, a fallen angel, a fallen being masquerading. It is not them. Well, how do they know so much about them? How do they know all about their lives and stuff? Well, hello. It was a familiar spirit. It's a spirit in the family that knows everything about them. They were there. They know all about them. They know all the things, intimacy about their life. They watched them do it, so they can tell all kinds of stories about it. All right? Okay, so wanted to clear that up for you. Some other things people have are premonitions, soothsaying and future-telling, forth-telling, okay, fortune-telling. These can be mistaken for the Holy Spirit by some. They think they're gifts from God, but they're inherited demons. They're inherited spirits that were in a former living relative, perhaps a great-grandpa or great-grandma, operated in the dark arts, or was a root worker, or told people their futures, and had premonitions of accidents, or ESP, or some other gift, which is a curse, from darkness. And so now people have these things, and they think they're a gift from God, and all they are is remnants from the generation, from the past life. All they are is lying, deceiving spirits, which have a generational right to be there until they're broken and repented of and cast out. So don't be fooled by a lying spirit and lying signs and wonders. I mean, don't be fooled by that. A false gift. These things are not gifts of the Lord. See, Satan counterfeits things. And he counterfeits the gifts of the Spirit. He has false tongues, which we've cast out before, but there's real tongues, and I speak in them every day. And there's false prophecy, and there's false healing. And there's a lot of false lying signs and wonders in the last days. The Bible says they will have them. They look right, and they look real, but they snare people's soul. Why is that? Because they're not from Jesus. Anything not from God is a trap, it's a snare. And what was in our family line can and will affect our lives, and these spirits will attempt to remain in the family even if you are a Christian. I mean, whole ministries is operated out of witchcraft because witchcraft was in the minister from their inheritance in their family line spirits. There was some witchcraft in the family line, so it could cause a minister to operate in witchcraft and not know that they're operating in witchcraft. And it might attract other people on their staff that have similar spirits as well, and you got a whole ministry operating in forms of witchcraft, and they don't even know it. They think they're operating in the Spirit of God. That's right. I've seen it more than once, okay? And if a pastor or ministry leader is saved but has not had deliverance themselves and broken the generational curses, and cast out the demons from them, from their family line, their whole ministry could get weird, flaky, fruity, or even get to where they're operating in a spirit of witchcraft or soothsaying or even imparting demons and wrong spirits when they lay hands on people or pray for people. So that's another reason I am watchful about who lays hands on me. You know, I don't want spiritually unclean and demon-infested hands laid on me for prayer. I don't want that to happen. I don't want spiritually unclean and demon-infested hands. I mean, I don't want that on me. Nor do I want those who have witchcraft or Jezebel control spirits laying hands on me. You know, I've known ministers who were so controlling that everything was under their thumb. Everything. I mean, they were so under the spirits that they had so many spirits of control. So many spirits of control that, everybody had to fall under that. And listen, that's dangerous. I've watched some of them fall. Two, because ultimately these spirits will bring a person to trouble and bring about their demise in one way or another. And depends, too, on how much mileage Satan is getting out of them, too. He might help pump up the ministry. So he might try and pump up pump up the ministry. And look at Hollywood. Those smiling stars are often just tools of Satan to snare people, I mean Hollywood. But when Satan is done with them, he throws them away to his consuming demons. He doesn't love them, he uses them. Look at Robin Williams, sad story. Demons of suicide and addiction took him out. Satan uses and dumps. Politicians too. Behind those smiling faces are smiling demons who animate those men and women for their purposes, for the plan of their master, Satan. Lust and those females who are used to snare men, and I'm not siding with men or women on this. There are men who are used to snare women too, and we'll talk about that too. But they are animated and controlled by sexual, sensual, lust spirits to trap men in the lust trap and to snare or bind up their souls in sexual bondage. Look at the multi-billion dollar pornography business. Okay? The multi-million dollar billion-dollar pornography business and women that sell their soul over to promoting lust in men. I mean, this is tragic. Okay? This is very tragic. And yet they willingly have sold out to that. An idol could also be, number five, something that you couldn't get rid of because it has a hold on you. You know, there are certain things in people's lives that, you know, have a hold on them, and that can be an idol, something you don't want to give up, something that you can't give up because it has a grip in your life, okay? And let's look at a scripture concerning idolatry and see how serious it is. And there's a number of scriptures that you could look up yourself, 1 John 5:21 and Deuteronomy 7:25 and 26 about idolatry. And so here's one I'm going to read to you, 1 Corinthians 10:14. It says here, wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. Flee from idolatry. What is Catholicism? It's riddled with idolatry. So you flee Catholicism. You flee from every manner of idolatry. Money can be an idol. Anything can be an idol. Sex can be an idol. Sexual sin can be idolatry. Oh, yeah. You didn't know that? But people that bow down before their computer looking at pornography, that's idolatry. That's idolatry in the worship of self as you do your thing on yourself. So that, you think that isn't idolatry? Definitely, along with other sins as well. I'll just talk frankly and open with you tonight. Yeah. In spite of the warning of AIDS and sexually transmitted disease, venereal diseases, Americans are still having lots of sex outside of marriage. Family planning, well, they Planned Parenthood, you know, they definitely help out doing that too. They handed out condoms in schools, and I want to tell you, it's not worth it. Sacrificing moral purity for a few minutes of what should be reserved for only your husband or wife. You know, what is fornication? Well, it's any kind of sexual impurity. Fornication not only includes sex outside of marriage, but also includes oral, anal sex, masturbation, fantasy in your mind. That's right. Deep petting, porno. Our country's been inundated with cheap sex. Prostitution is legal in Nevada and is freely tolerated in many major cities today. You say, but I love him. Isn't it okay to have sex when we plan to get married anyway? No. That's like saying, isn't it okay to kill so-and-so because they'll die someday anyway? No, it's not okay. God said sex outside of marriage is sin, and it's wrong. And I don't care how much you think you love a person, it doesn't change the word of God. Untold problems could be saved you by simply restraining yourself. Not to mention the demons that you pick up by premarital or extramarital sex. You pick up demons. You know that? I've been telling you that. And the Word of God is pretty clear on it. Let me share the story of a woman that I read one time. I think I read it. I forgot where I heard it. But this woman was saved at 10. raised in the church and was taught proper biblical principles, but she is getting older, early 30s, and she decided she should start planning for marriage, so she prided herself on her sexual purity. So far, she was a virgin. And so she joined a dating club, which is probably a bad idea, but anyway, she told everyone that she did not believe in sex before marriage, and she put an ad in a paper stating that she was a Miss Goody Two-Shoes. She prided herself in her ability to date non-Christian men. Oh, another big mistake, right? But soon she met one through the dating clubs, and he seemed to have qualities even Christian men in her church didn't have. Oh, yeah, the devil can make them look real good, right? And they went out to dinner, and then they took a walk, and, you know, romance was set. Then a kiss, and another deeper one, and she enjoyed his warm arms around her, but she said, no sex. They went out again and again, and putting bicycles up in a secluded storage room, he pulled her to him, and passionate kisses and touches followed, and she was taken. And then he said, let's go up to your apartment, and she was about to go. But the Holy Spirit said inside of her mind, and a lot of people won't stop, but he said, enough. And she woke up out of her stupor and said, then what am I doing? I have done things that were reserved only for my husband, and now they're gone. He said, you know where I stand? You must leave now. And she told, we don't love each other, she told him, and I hardly even know you. And she couldn't face her Sunday school class in the morning. The next day, she felt spoiled and polluted, and she was still overcoming the filthiness of that encounter. And so, hey, to many of us today, this story really came and like some strange person to many. Sounds like some strange person because sexual impurity never seems to go to the 30s. I mean, most people have had sexual relationships before even getting out of high school. Some people are polluted before, you know, with it before they even finish junior high, of course. And that's sad. But the problem is the Bible says that you become one flesh and soul ties are established. And many people are out there today with scrambled brains and confused because of sex outside of marriage with many partners, not just one. That some people have many, many multiple partners, one right after another. You can't play with fire and not be burned. This young woman was burned. She thought she could handle it. She experienced sensual lust. Sensual lust. And there's definitely a spirit of sensual lust that people need to be on guard against. They need to be not seduced by this thing. And, of course, it could be a form of idolatry. We need to be clean from these hindrances so we can be effective and victorious in our Christian life. So, what do we do? Well, we need to go against power with power. Satan has a lot of power, but we got more power, but we got to use it in order for it to go, to win against the enemy. If a nation goes to war with another nation, the army with the greatest overall power wins. By overall, I mean physically, mentally, and spiritually. A nation that is wiser and has spiritual strength, yet has a smaller army, they can defeat a nation with a huge army that is stupid and under the control of darkness, right? We've seen that happen in the Bible over and over. Israel defeated their enemy. So in battle, it is power against power, and the greatest power will win if they use their power correctly. And, of course, Jesus said to the disciples that you're to go wait in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, to wait in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high, which would be the empowerment or the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He says in Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power after that dunamis, where we get dynamite, right, after the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Right? So you must have that power from on high to whip Satan in him, to whoop the enemy and put him in his place and come against his forces. And none of us can whip Satan effectively without the power of God. And it sure helps to have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus said, wait for it in Jerusalem until you receive it. And you can fight without it, but you may suffer from much oppression and defeat. For we must have the power from on high. Jesus told them to wait in Jerusalem till they received it. So it's important that we too receive it. And of course, Luke 10, 9 and 10, and of course, witches and Satanists hate this scripture. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. They hate that the spirits are subject to us. They hate that. They don't want you to know this. They don't want you to walk that way. They hate, the witchcraft and Satanists hate this scripture because it proves their defeat and their weaknesses. And yet a Christian must have the knowledge of this scripture and wield it before it will do him any good. And unfortunately, most aren't doing it today. See, we have the power over all the forces of the enemy, every arena of battle. So, what's the Bible answer to this stuff, to win in this? Binding and loosing, that's your keys of authority. You need to be using them. Binding and loosing. God gave you that. And that's the keys of the kingdom. It's the keys of authority. Let's go to Matthew 16:19. Read that scripture again. Refresh yourself. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. This is a key, a mighty key. Let's read it again. He repeats himself in the next chapter here. I mean, in the two chapters, actually, next two chapters here, in Matthew 18, verse 18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Hey, let's dissect this about a little bit. Let's dissect these binding and loosing a little bit so you know what it is about. This is the main Bible answer to attacks against you, to Satanism, witchcraft, and even in deliverance and the occult. And, of course, to use in deliverance. These are keys of authority. But what good is a key unless you use your key? You can walk around all day with the key in your pocket and never open up the door to your home where you live and have all the blessings that God's given you. Well, what do I bind and loose? Well, to bind it, to fasten by a band, chains, or ropes, and to make rigid, clamp, restrain, hinder, arrest, and refuse to allow. Binding is always done by authority. Just like you being an ordinary citizen, you can't go out and arrest somebody and put handcuffs on somebody and put them in prison. Well, an unbeliever has no authority to bind and loose. But we are the enforcement officers of heaven. We have been given the authority to bind and loose. Yeah, Luke 10:19-20. We have the authority to bind and loose. You're an enforcement officer of heaven. To loose means to unfasten, to release what is bound, to untie, to unbind, to lift the barrier, to clear from guilt, to pardon. What needs to be bound? Principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in the heavenly, demons attacking your life, fallen beings harassing you, troubling you, witch warlocks, all those things that are coming against you, blindness, spiritual blindness, need to be bound up. We command you to be bound and stop it. What needs to be loosed? People from blindness, that are in blindness, we need to loose them from their blindness and loose them from their demons. Angels of God can be loosed. Ministering and warring angels, demons, be loosed from their assignment. If a devil has bound someone, we must bind the devil and loose the person from the devil. Notice, too, the keys don't just apply to deliverance, but to all the realm of the spirit. We can loose blessing on our life. We can loose prosperity. We can loose health. We can bind up sickness and disease and poverty and lack. We can lose wisdom. We can lose healing. We can lose favor. We can bind and break the power of disfavor. When he said the spirits are subject to us, he didn't say good or bad in the bodies or out of the bodies, but all of them, right? All of the spirits are subject to us. He didn't just say good. He didn't just say the bad. He didn't just say the good. He said all of them. Okay? Hebrews 1:14. Let's go over there. Hebrews 1:14. I'll read another scripture. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Talking about the angels in verse 13, but to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be the heirs of salvation? That would be us. The angels will minister for us. Okay? He said, whatsoever you loose, I loose. Whatsoever you bind, I bind. So we must learn to be led by the Spirit in the battle, by His Spirit in the battle. Amen? Now, listen, we have to take, we have taken on too much before, and the enemy got some hits in against us. When you bind and loose, all right, sometimes you take on too much of a war, and you go into a battle that God didn't call you to. Someone was telling me this week they attacked Satanism in their city, their county. Well, they were attacked, and there was backlash. And they were surprised by the trouble that came against them. And, you know, when we take on too much, sometimes we will be overwhelmed by the forces of evil. They will come against us like a mighty, mighty flood sometimes. All right? And so we need to be wise about the battles that we pick. This same thing's happened to us as well. I said, you know, I will pray for you, and I did, and I have, and I did pray for that person because I know what it's like to take on battles that we shouldn't probably have taken on. See, we need prayer cover when we take on big devils and big strongholds. We need prayer cover. We need saints praying. We need brothers and sisters standing with us as we go to war. And see, we've taken on Satanism before, and they tried to infiltrate our churches. In fact, they have tried to come into our churches several times over the years and do their little infiltration deal. They tried to seduce me several times with a witch woman one time, another woman another time they sent in, my wife with a warlock one time. They tried to attack the church finances and take it out and destroy our church, shut it down. There were times of all-out war with Satanists and witches and warlocks and covens. So I say, let the Holy Spirit choose your battle. Be led by Him. Don't just foolishly go out there and start something that you aren't really prepared to finish. Right? Sometimes, you know, you just need to just not engage. Sometimes that God is saying, no, don't. You know, I've got other plans here. So, you can't defeat all Satanism worldwide, but you can defeat the ones that Jesus leads you to engage, right? You can't defeat all that Satan is doing around the world in each country and locale. God has other soldiers in His army. Did you know that? That's right, He has other soldiers, too, who will be assigned other battles. That's why you don't have to do it all. You don't have to fight for the whole world. You just fight what God tells you to do. And, of course, we know that Jesus defeated the enemy on the cross 2,000 years ago, but soldiers have to enforce that defeat on the enemy, or he continues to do his wicked work. But, yes, we know that Jesus destroyed the enemy. We know He made a public show over him, triumphing over him in it. And we know that that happened. But, nevertheless, Satan still works in the world today until somebody stops him, until somebody goes and engages the enemy in the demonic hierarchy over the area and start taking him down. And so, but we just need to be faithful in the assignments that Jesus gives to us, right? We don't need to take on Apollyon if Jesus said, deal with something over your city, and Apollyon's not over your city. You know, you might just pick up some demons doing what Jesus didn't tell you to do because you're going into territory that you don't need to be in. All right? So don't go into territory that's not safe for you. You know, I know some who have over the years, out of zeal but ignorance, gone into territories and picked up some demons because they weren't called to do that. All right? And so they did things that they shouldn't have done, and they've got some bondage over it. And we all need to be winning people to Jesus and helping people get free. All of us need to be doing that. But there's just certain times that we don't want to cast our pearl before the pigs either, lest they turn around and rend you. You don't want to cast your pearl before the swine. You don't want to, you know, just throw things out there and have the enemy eat you up. Because God didn't say do it. Sometimes he says be quiet. Sometimes he says, you know, just pray. Sometimes he says speak. Sometimes he says silence. Sometimes he says pray and fast. You know, you got to be led by the Spirit. Everything has a strategy, and the Spirit of the Lord will lead you in those things. See, many people can never be one to the Lord unless we bind the darkness and loose them from the blindness in them. There are relatives in your family today that may never be one to the Lord unless you do spiritual warfare for them. God may impart that calling to you to bind the darkness, loose them from the blindness that's in them. He may call you to do spiritual conflict for them, right? Others who get born again can never make it until the power of darkness curses are broken off of their lives. There are people today that are just suffering incredibly because they're laboring under curses. They're laboring under the powers of darkness, and they don't know that they could be delivered from it because they don't believe in deliverance. They don't believe, and they don't know. Nobody's ever taught them about these things. In fact, most of the church today, I'll be honest with you, most of the church today is suffering need for deliverance. They're suffering under the power of demons because they don't believe in deliverance. They haven't had any deliverance. They've never gone and got any deliverance. They don't know that it's demons. 2 Corinthians 7:1, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. And I looked that word up because I know that Jesus is in our spirit, so how could there be any filthiness in our spirit? And it's soul in the Greek there. So it should read the filthiness of the flesh and the soul, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Okay, so God wants us to cleanse ourselves. How do we cleanse ourselves from these filthiness? Well, you do it through deliverance. That's how you get cleansed from the filthiness in the soul and the body. And so deliverance is necessary. You know, somebody who's been in the occult, of any form of the occult, they need much help and prayer because they, you know, people will be, especially Satanism, they might even be killed if they come out of it. And they tell them there's no escape from Satanism but death. Well, that's a lie. But I'm talking hardcore Satanism, they'll tell them that. But people that just been simply involved in the occult and New Age, they're going to need help. They're going to need deliverance. Now, what happens when you bind something? Do you actually take a pickup load of ropes and chains and go tie up a demon? No. After you bind the specific demons, angels go and do the bidding. In other words, I bind you from doing this anymore to so-and-so. I bind you, break your power against them in Jesus' name. Then the angels go to work. If you do that in faith, right, if you do that in faith and you bind it, and, of course, we don't have unlimited authority as far as somebody else's will, but to bring it, if we're married to them or if they're a relative in the family, then we have some authority there. And even if we work with people, we can begin to do some binding and loosing for them so that their eyes can be open to truth. Now, it'll be up to their will whether they choose or reject the truth. But you can help them get in a position where they can make right choices and have that opportunity to make that right choice. Whether they do or don't, that's not up to you, and that's up to them to make that choice because God gave them a free will, a free choice in the matter. But you can help them to get in that position, right? So, you get in that position, get them in that position so they can see truth, so their eyes don't have that darkness over them, that veil over them. You bind and loose and bring them into that place. Now, so, whatever you bind in faith, God binds it according to your faith in the spirit realm by the angel. And only as a believer armed with the Word of God, and you need to know the Word, and knowing the Word provides you, what the Word provides you, will be able to cope with the tides of the great wickedness that's now sweeping over our world today. Listen, we have such great wickedness over the world today. It's sweeping over our land. And so how are we going to deal with that unless we are loaded up with the word of God, the weapons of God, the mighty anointing of God. How are we going to deal with that? You know, we have superior weaponry to the enemies. And yet if you never use it, like most believers today, they're ignorant of their superior weaponry, and they're living far below their rights in Christ Jesus. And thus the defeat and the falling of many Christians today, we see them falling out on the right and the left, and we see it happening all the time, all the time. Falling out with some deceptive belief, like that Christian singer, that worship leader that believes now the Bible is not literal in creation and the flood, didn't believe in a literal flood, Michael Gungor. Come on, I mean, these things are happening right and left. We read about it almost every week. Somebody new believing some erroneous doctrine, some false, demonic-inspired doctrine of a devil, and they're promoting it on the church and trying to convince other people that it's true. Lies, all demons that are doing it, okay? And they believe in this garbage. Unbelievable. When they used to believe the Word of God. See how people, even the elect, can be deceived if it's possible if they yield themselves to these spirits of deception today. Thus, it is so important for you to be binding and loosing and doing warfare for your brothers and sisters too, especially those that don't know about the things you know. Because you already have more of an education. If you've been listening to me for any amount of time, you got more of an education about spiritual warfare than probably 90% of Christians today. So those Christians who deny the realm of the demonic or are unaware of it or refuse to fight in spiritual warfare will live a helpless, defeated Christian life. And they will wonder why they're so weak and ineffective. And there are, so many are today. But we, the overcomers, must take the kingdom of God by force, the force of faith, and fight until we win. Right? Matthew 11:12, the violent take the kingdom by force, right? You take it, take it, take it. There are many Christians today who won't be Christians tomorrow. How can you say that, Pastor Kyle? Why would that be the case? Because of compromise, because of carnality, because of refusal to admit that they have demons, or they reject the teaching on deliverance and demons. Their demons then cause them to backslide or to return to their vomit, as the scripture said, the dog returneth to his vomit, or the pig to their wallowing in the mire. You mean you don't believe once saved, always saved, Pastor Kyle? I thought that once we were saved that we could never not be saved. Well, no, that's not what the scripture teaches. It teaches you can walk away from Jesus if you choose to. You have a will. You have a choice. You can give it up. You know, it's possible. And the Bible even says there's going to be a great falling away before the coming of the Lord. And so, therefore, if there's going to be a falling away, what do you fall away from if you don't already, if you didn't never know him, how could you fall away from him? You can only fall away from what you already had. The great apostasy, the great walking away, the great deception that leads people away from God. So that's going to happen. So we need to continue to sharpen our spiritual powers, our spiritual skills today. How do we do that? Well, I'm going to tell you how you do that. You want to know? All right, come back next week, I'll tell you. No, it's real simple. It's real simple. It's study the Word. Spend time with Jesus. Spend time in prayer. Build right relationships with believers and fellowship with other believers that are also of like mind and have moral purity in their life and have holiness in their life. Separation from the Babylonian system of this world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Quit joining yourself to the world. If you want to walk this way, you've got to quit joining yourself to a system that is doomed to hell and failure. It has never worked. It's not going to work now. It is never going to work. So quit joining yourself to this darkness, okay? And join yourself to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Join yourself to Jesus and join yourself to the realm of the spirit, because you're a spiritual being. You need to live from the spirit and eat spiritual food. Yes, the body, our container of our spirit, it needs to be fed natural food. You have to feed it or it will die, okay? But the spiritual food is what's lacking in so many believers today. They're feeding on little breadcrumbs and little pieces, and no wonder they're starving spiritually today, because they're not feeding on life. They're not feeding on the Word. They're not getting full of God, and they're spiritually starving. Their spirits are just in need, desperate need of God, the desperate need of the truth. He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. When you know it, it frees you. When you know truth, you are liberated in your life, and it brings you to a place where you can get deliverance. It brings you to a place where you can come out of the darkness and the grip of Satan and the grip of your past and the grip of the generations in your family, the familiar spirit, the family line demons that have been passed to you. Okay? See, we're in the world, but not of the world. So continue also a part of to sharpen your spiritual skills. You need to continue to get deliverance and break demon strongholds and familiar family line spirits in your own life. This is war. Life is spiritual warfare, saints. And many Christians are not prepared for what's going on right now, because I'm just constantly hearing from Christians who are under attack today. I got a call, another call this week from someone that, you know, they are mainstream Christian. They don't necessarily know all the things that remnant Christians know, but they were just in awe of how the enemy has been just messing their lives up. You know, they just couldn't deal with it, how bad it's been for them, on and on and on. They went, and yes, I saw the works of the enemy. And yet they quit believing. There seemed to be no faith left. Satan had wearied this saint and wore them out. And maybe you're reaching that point where you feel worn out, but Jesus will strengthen you if you will believe him. Because without faith, you know, you can't stand against the enemy, saints. You've got to believe, you've got to believe, you've got to believe. But Satan had wearied this saint and wore him out. And that's what it says in Daniel. He's going to attempt to wear the saints of the Most High out in the last days. Don't let yourself get to that place. Don't let yourself get to where this person had gotten to, where they were almost in just full give-up mode on the Lord. But we can never give up on the Lord. The Lord is faithful. He will never leave us nor forsake us. If things aren't working out, then you realize it's not God's fault. There's an enemy at work, and we need to go to warfare, and we need to fight until we remove that enemy from his position of control over our lives, right? And to be not weary in well-doing, meaning, you know, we continue to stand, we continue to pray, we continue to fight, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. So don't be weary in well-doing. Don't be weary in the fight, because there's a due season of reaping, and too many people give up right before their due season of reaping. They give up before the due season of blessing, and they stop because they get so weary. And Satan got them wearied out, worn out, tired out. But see, they quit before God's ready to bless them. God wants to bless them, and the angels are coming through the second heaven with the blessing. And yet they fought and fought and fought, and they thought that things have been so tough, tough, tough that they just quit. They just get weary. They quit. They stop, and they're worn out. They're tired. And Jesus said, man, hold fast the profession of your faith, for in due season you will reap. Listen, if you've been holding fast and there's been stuff coming against you, realize that your due season is coming. God wouldn't give you a promise and not fulfill it. If he said it's coming, it's coming. If he said there's a due season that you reap, there's a due season that you will reap. There's a truth here that you must stand on. You must believe, that you must trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, to quit looking at the circumstances. Quit looking at the fierceness of the attack and go against the enemy with a fierce attack. Don't you ever get just tired of putting up with it? Don't you ever get just tired to the point where you're ready to fight and fight and fight until it stops? I tell you, there's been days like that where the enemy has come in and attacked me in my life, and I said, I am not putting up with this, and I went into engaged warfare mode, and I fought, and he let up. He backed off. Said he don't like a good whipping, and I know how to give the devil a good whipping. Don't you? If you've been listening to me, I've been telling you how to give the enemy a good whipping, and you need to be giving him one because he needs it. I don't know about you, but I don't like the devil. I don't like the things he does to the saints of God. I don't like the things he's doing in the world today. I don't like it. I look at the people suffering and all the wickedness in this world, and it just grieves me inside. I say, Lord, I hate that devil. And so I don't mind putting a good whipping on him. He mess with me, I'm going to whip him. I'm going to attack until he backs off. I'm going to bind him, and I'm going to loose, and I'm going to go into warfare mode, and I'm going to stay there until something breaks. I'm not going to give up. And it is a war sometimes, and he'll try you. He'll see if you mean business. He'll push you to the edge. But God is with you, and if God be for you, who can be against you? All right? That means who can prevail against you. If God be for you, who is going to be able to prevail against you with their darkness, with their garbage? Who's going to be able to do that? All right, saints of God, you've got more than you know you have. You're more empowered than you think you are. You have more weapons than you realize. Listen, it's not time to go hide in a monastery somewhere. No, we're called to shine as lights here. No, you aren't called to go live as a recluse or a hermit, but to be a light. And to be a light, first you must get lit up. Jesus must fill you. You must get filled with God, filled with the Holy Spirit. We must learn to say no to the devil and get rid of that spineless mentality that people have today, that weak, spineless mentality that won't stand up against wickedness. That's prevalent in our society today. Therefore, the enemy just whips up on Christians today. You need to have some spiritual backbone, some spiritual power, empowerment to go against wickedness and to stop him in your life, your family's life, and against every area that he would come against, your health, your finances, your mind. People are going crazy today because the enemy gets to their mind, and people, Christians, checking into mental institutions or getting on mind meds because the enemy got into their mind and messed with their mind, or because of some generational insanity spirits in the family line that messed them up. We got to go against these things. We got to put a stop to it. That mind pollution, that mind filth from the enemy, that sexual deviation from moral purity that comes from the enemy, right? We got to come against this stuff. We got to be bold as a lion. We got to be attack on the enemy. We got to be soldiers of the cross in God's end time army that are not intimidated by little demons and little puny demons that come against us. Oh yeah, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God through the pulling down of strongholds. Are you using your mighty weapons today, saint? Or are you just letting him whoop up you down one side and up one side and down the other? Are you letting him whoop up all over you? Open up his little can of whoop up on you, or are you going to open up some whoop up on him? What's it going to be, saints? What's it going to be? This is war. This is not playtime, playing in the sand time with our little Tinker Toys or whatever, the little Legoland stuff. No, this is war. This is real, and it's time for war. Okay? Oh, my. The enemy wants to just take people out today. He wants to take people out. He's got the medical profession working for him to get everybody so polluted in their mind with all these different meds in their brain so that they cannot function in war because the faith, it's hard to operate in when your mind's all muddied up by medication. I'm talking about mind medication and sleeping pills and downers and uppers and quickers and all those different ones that they give to mess with the mind. You know, I hate to say it, but I got to say it, that the doctors today are not spiritual, most of them. There are some, thank God, there are some that know the things of the Spirit and that know a little bit about deliverance, and some of them, there may be a very few that know a lot about it. But for the most part, they live a life of cursing people. Well, you better take this for this because you're pretty messed up here, or you better do this. You're probably not going to live very much longer, and this is probably going to happen to you, and on, all the negative things that can happen to you. The doctors will tell you this and that and the other and have you dead almost before you leave their office sometimes. You know what I'm talking about. You've heard the negative thought. Well, if you do this, this is probably going to take place. If you don't do this, what I recommend, this will probably happen to you. And you know, well, hey, stop cursing me. I'm out of here. You know, I'm not going to receive this curse. Listen, if you can't speak some positive stuff, I don't want to hear this. Well, listen, you've been having some anxiety lately. Let me put you on these anxiety meds. It'll probably, you know, help you. You'll probably sleep better at night. Well, listen, take a gas pill. The Bible says he gives his beloved sleep. If you can believe the word of God, he'll give you rest. If you can't believe it, then you'll be tormented by demons and stay up all night. Right? Play up ahead your protection of angels around you before you go to bed at night so the demons can't just infiltrate your house at night and come in there and mess with you all night. Station angels at all stations around your bed at night or even around your house so no evil shall befall you nor plague come nigh your dwelling place. See, this is our dwelling place where we live. It is a dwelling place. It's a castle. It's a place where we need to have the angels stationed at all times. That's right. That's right. You say, well, I'm depressed or I'm discouraged or I feel hopeless. Well, why do you feel that way? It could be you're feeling that way because a demon is making you feel that way. You got to examine everything, saints. Why are you this way? Why are you having these experiences? Why do you feel this way? Why are these things happening to you? Things don't happen for no reason. It's either God or the devil. Either God or the devil. It doesn't just happen. Oh, it's just happening. No, it's not just happening. Things happen for a reason. You're being attacked by the enemy. And, oh, well, if I just go get a pill, I'll feel better. Well, yeah, you just go get a pill, and you probably, you know, might feel a little bit of relief as a demon might be subdued, but then another demon comes in. Then you need another pill, and then you take that pill, and another demon comes in. You open the door. In my opinion, that's what happened in so many cases. Okay? And I'm not telling anybody to get off their medication or anything like that. I'm not a doctor. Can't do that. But I'm telling you my experience in delivering. And so many times pills, mind meds will hinder people, in my experience, will hinder people from getting deliverance and from receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit in so many cases. All right? Not in every case, but in many cases I've seen that be the case. All right? And so no wonder that Satan wants everybody in our country and other countries on meds. Because he can mess up their mind. He can open the door for more demon infestation through the meds. Anyway, I'm going on and on and on. I better wind this up because we're running out of time. I'm going to take some phone calls. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for this word tonight. And we give you the glory for it. And we thank you, Lord, that there is hope in Jesus. There's always hope in Jesus as long as we're sucking air. As long as we're breathing through this, our nostrils or our mouth, there is hope, Lord. And I thank you that you love your people so much that you've made a way where it seems like there's just no way. You make a way. You make a way for deliverance. You make a way for freedom. You make a way to get away from the enemy and prevail against his devices. So, Father, I thank you today, Lord, for deliverance. I thank you, Lord, for ministering to your people. I thank you for this word tonight and ask you to bless, Lord, it to them and that you would cause them to grow by having heard such a word. In Jesus' name, we praise you. We thank you. Amen. Well, this is Pastor John Kyle. Praise God for y'all being with us tonight. Praise God for each one of you in the chat room. Bless y'all. Bless you, each one. I'm looking at it now. You guys are a blessing, as well as those who are listening by the phone tonight and those who will listen later. God bless you. We're going to take a few minutes, just a little break here, and then we're going to get back and have some phone calls. So You want to call in now? Number 657-383-0134. After our little break here, I will take a few phone calls if you do call in. And then we'll do some mass deliverance if we have time after that, okay? So let's go out and just have a three-minute break here, and then we'll get back and take some calls. God bless.
Thank you for tonight. Tonight's teaching, it really fired me up, and thank you so much for it. And praise the Lord. I just have a very important question to ask. I know that a few months ago that something started happening to me, and I thought it was something to do with myself. But now here lately, I just feel that it's not. I've been fighting against something. I strongly believe now that might have came in through one of my family members or some kind of item that they brought. Now, my question is this, Pastor. Because what this thing is, what this thing that's been doing to me has been trying to throw fear at me, worry and anxiety at me. That's what it's been trying to do. And the thing is, like, I don't know, like, I know that, I don't know how it got in. One of my family members might have, something got in, I don't know. Because, you know, they're not walking in Christ. I mean, I don't know what to do with that. What the question is, if it's an item in the house, can we bind whatever is attached to that item so it will not affect us? Like, how does that work? If it's a cursed item, but we can't get rid of it because it's not ours, but you,
all right,
what do we do?
Yes, that's a difficult situation because it is in the house, but it doesn't have to be in your room. If you're living in a house with someone else, you could certainly have a place of refuge where that spirit is not operating, and that would be in your room, and you can bind it from attacking you because you're not in agreement with it. If you were in agreement with it, then it would have a right to really come in against you, but you're not in agreement with it, so you can resist that, and you could bind it up from affecting you, but as far as everybody else, they can be affected by it.
Yes, because I know that my brother's been,
Yeah, go ahead.
It's just that my brother, I know that he, I don't know, it's just me and his sister, we were praying, and we were coming in agreement trying to figure out what it was or what it is. I just feel that what she got and what I got was something that came that's attached to my brother. I hate saying that, but I've been trying to figure out what it is, how it came in, like where, what is it? Is it attached to him? What is its name? So I can better to bind it, to silence it, because it loves to. It loves to just poke at me here and there a lot here, and sometimes it gets sometimes a bit overwhelming sometimes, and I've been asking and seeking the Lord real quickly. Sorry, I hurry up here. Been trying to seek the Lord. What it is? What is it that is here that is attacking me? So I want to identify it so I can better fight against it. To bind it and just to silence it for good. If it's attached to
you, don't know what it is, then.
Well, I know what it does, so I might have an idea. I mean, I know that my brother's been experiencing anxiety, and I know that it's been hitting me too here and there. So I don't know. Like it has, I got a feeling it might be a spirit of fear. I mean, I bind that. Because, and I always quote scripture, you know, Timothy 1:7, you know, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. So I know that, you know, and a lot of times it works, but sometimes it gets really persistent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, what is this? So I just, that was my question, and
please.
I was just asking if I could do what?
Yeah, you need to be persistent too.
Oh, yes, of course. Of course, I'm always binding and loosing, exactly, my brother. I'm always fighting against it. I just want to ask for prayer real quickly, if the Lord will, because I just know the Holy Spirit will reveal it to me. I know. If it's something that's in the house, will you just pray with me in agreement to find out if the Lord
certainly,
will reveal
brother
it?
Certainly, Brother Joshua, let's pray, and then the Lord is going to show you what it is. Father, we come to you on behalf of Brother Joshua, and we just thank you, Lord, for supernatural empowerment for him to live where he's living, and that you would show him, Lord, this coming week or before, what it is that is in his household that might be bringing an attack on the household and on him as well. So, Father, we just ask you to just give him ears to hear and eyes to see and quicken him by your Spirit to recognize anything of darkness in that house, whether it be in his mom's possession, his brother, or whoever, his own possession, if it is. So just that he would recognize it and that he would be able to go to warfare about it too, Lord, that would just be a quickening of the spirit to show him for your glory, Lord, so that he can be effective in battle and that you will lead him in battle, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you for blessing Brother Joshua this week and leading him, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
In agreement in Jesus' name. Thank you, Brother.
Praise God. Thank you for calling in, Brother Joshua, and we will talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to area code 530. Area code 530. You're on the air.
My name's Diane.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. What is your name?
My name's Diane.
Diane?
Yes. I'm in California.
Where are you calling from?
In California, east of Sacramento.
Okay, California. Okay. Well, what can we do to help you tonight, Diane?
Well, I've actually written you a few letters. I have a problem, and even though there's been anointing on the fence and stuff, it's not gone away. My sister's joined me in prayer, and she says that the Lord says, no, I cannot cover the fence line with the blood. I cannot put a warring angel because there's a stronghold. So the stronghold, I'm seeking the Lord. What is the stronghold? And we've had a horrible battle here for quite a few years. And we just need to know what it is about our lives. Or my understanding, it's on the property. It's not us. And I don't think I've gotten the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I need to have that, I think, as part of this.
Uh-huh. Okay, so yeah, you're having something on the property that keeps coming against you, right?
Yes, we don't know what it is.
And you don't think it's a spirit that's attached to you or your husband?
Correct.
Okay, but it's someone coming against you.
Yes.
Okay, well, we can certainly pray about that, and I think I know who you are, so yeah. Well, we'll do that, and you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
Yes, please.
And do you want me to pray for that, or do you want to?
Yes. Yes, that would be wonderful.
Okay. All right, we'll do that. We'll definitely pray for you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and give you little instructions on that as well. But, Father, first of all, I'm going to pray for you, the property situation. Father, we pray for Diane's property situation, Lord, and, Lord, how the enemy has just been having this little way of getting in and getting to her. But we bind that in the name of Jesus right now. Command that to stop. And we stand in a gap for our sister Diane and stand in agreement, those who will with me, that this is going to stop in Jesus' name. That's their property. That's the property God gave them. We bind and break the power of witchcraft through any source that might be coming against them, hitting them on their land, their property, where they live, and we send it back where it came from. All witchcraft, all Satanism, all occult spirits, we send it back right now. He that loveth cursing, let him endure that curse. Let him be cursed. He that would send out curses against God's chosen people, let him be cursed. It says in Psalms. And so we just break those curses, send them back where they came from now in Jesus' name, and we set that property apart to Jesus. We consecrate it to him and call that property God's property and God's place of refuge for Diane and her husband in Jesus' name. And we break every curse over it in Jesus' name, and thank you, Lord, that it's yours now. And I stand in agreement that this is going to stop and no more of it in Jesus' name. And now we're going to pray for our sister to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Sister, this is how you can receive. You ask the Lord, and then I will pray for you. And then you begin to open your mouth and don't speak in English. And you will, of course, use your vocal cord. They must make a noise, but he will form the words. The Bible says he gives the utterance. So we open our mouth and make the noise, but he forms the words and gives the utterance as you receive your prayer language,
okay,
as well as the empowerment of power. Any questions before we pray, sister?
No.
Okay. Do you ask him? Okay, you ask him to baptize you in the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and ask him.
Lord Jesus, I ask you that you would give to me the gift of the baptism of the Holy Spirit like the day of Pentecost, that I might be able to serve you in the capacity you've called me to serve, because I am weak without it, and that I might be dead to self, alive in you, and you might work through me and do what it is that you called me to do. In Jesus' name.
Amen. All right. Our sister has asked, Father God, and I'm going to pray over her as I have so many. Hundreds and hundreds have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit over my lifetime as I've prayed for them. So I pray for this sister, Lord, that you would baptize her with the Holy Spirit and power as you have promised, Lord, that this promise is to you, your children, and all that are afar off, you said in Acts 2:38. I believe it is 36 through 38. And so, Father, we just ask you to baptize Diane today. She's confessed Jesus as Lord and Savior, and she's asked you to baptize her now. And so baptize her with the Holy Spirit today, we pray in Jesus' name. Now I'm going to begin to pray in tongues. I want you to just open your mouth and pray also, but not in English. Loose her tongue, Lord, in Jesus' name. Speak it out as fast as you can open your mouth. It will come to you. Fill her with your spirit right now. Just fill her up right now. Loose her tongue, Lord. In Jesus' name, fill her with your spirit right now. Baptize our sister with the Holy Spirit. Just keep speaking out. You may only get one or two words. Keep speaking them, and he'll give you more. We cover her with the blood of Jesus. Thank you for filling her up, Lord. Filling her tonight. Filling her tonight. Filling her up, Lord. In Jesus' name. Just keep speaking out. Don't speak in English. Let's worship him. You can lift your hands if you want. Don't speak in English. You're speaking in English. Yes. Thank you for empowering Diane. Yes. Just keep doing that and more will come. Yes, just get alone by yourself and keep speaking out and don't speak in English, and you'll see more and more come out. You know?
Okay.
I believe that, and the more you pray in tongues, I believe the more empowerment you will sense inside of you, because it's like sometimes when you really start getting loosed in tongues, it's like you just get filled to overflowing with the Spirit. Somehow it seems to work that way many times with people. So don't quit.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Amen. Keep doing that. Get alone and just do it, and don't speak in English. And God will give you more. And we bind any hindering spirits that would try to hinder her in any way in Jesus' name. And we just cover our sister Diane with the blood of Jesus. And just loose her tongue, Lord. Just give her just flowing tongues right now in Jesus' name for your glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All right, sister, keep doing it.
Okay.
And more will come.
Right.
Thank you for calling in tonight.
Okay. Bye.
All right, we're going to go to our next caller, 661. You're on the air, 661. Hello. 661, are you there? Yes. What's your name?
Adrian.
Adrian. How are you doing, Adrian?
Yeah, I'm
You want some prayer tonight? Well,
at the moment, I'm having a major headache, honestly.
Hmm?
At the moment, I'm having a major headache.
Major headache?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, taking these medications, one of the side effects is that I'm having headaches.
And you think that that's from the medication, or you think that's the demons clamping down on you?
Well, I don't know, because I have headaches since age 6 years old. So I'm not quite sure if it's demonic or if it's from the meds.
Okay. Okay, this is Adri calling from Hungary, right?
What?
What's that?
I tried to pray it away, but seems like I'm not so good with praying, you know. I was trying to pray away my panic, and I'm still taking medication for panic, and it's not working because I'm still having panic attacks. I'm taking medication for depression, and I still have depression. It's so bad that I want to kill myself, and the doctor wants to send me in mental hospital because of the way how suicidal I am. So it's not looking good for me at the moment.
Okay, well, I'll pray for you if you want me to.
Well, I really would like to get prayer for what I sent you in email.
Okay. All right, I will pray for you right now. Just say, I renounce Satan.
I renounce Satan.
And all of his power.
And all of his power.
I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ.
I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ.
And Jesus owns me.
And Jesus owns me.
All right, and I command every wicked spirit in me.
And I command every wicked spirit in me.
To leave me now.
To leave me now.
I cover myself with the blood of Jesus.
I cover myself with the blood of Jesus.
Thank you for my deliverance, Lord.
Thank you for my deliverance, Lord.
All right, we pray for Adri right now. We rebuke those headaches. We command those headaches to go in the name of Jesus. We command them to stop in Jesus' name. Anyone that's having headaches, we rebuke those headaches in the name of Jesus and command any spirits that are clamping down on your head, that are sticking the talons in the back of your neck, to come out of there right now in the name of Jesus. I bind and break the power of witchcraft, of Satanism, and all occultism, and command you to go right now. I break the power of these medications over her mind in Jesus' name and command these spirits to come out of Adri. In the name of Jesus, you loose her and let her go. Come out of her now. Go. Go, go, go. Out, 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 out of her. All the way out. Go. In the name of Jesus. Loose, Adri. Let her go. Come out. 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 By the blood of Jesus right now. By the blood of Jesus, you have to loose her. Let her go. Come out of Adri. Come out. Out, 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 out. All the way out. Come out. The blood of Jesus against you, demons. I apply the blood. Adri is getting free from you. She doesn't want you. She doesn't want you anymore. And you have to go. Come out. Come all the way out. All the way out. Up and out. Go in Jesus' name. Be weakened by the blood. And angels go in and sword these demons. Drive them out of Adri. Right now, Adri wants to be free. She doesn't want any of you. You have to go. In Jesus' name, we consecrate Adri to Jesus. We set her apart to the Lord Jesus Christ. She is the daughter of Jesus. Adri, you come out of there, all the way out. Come out of Adri. Come out, 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 come out. Come all the way out. All headaches, all torment, mental torment, come out. Panic attacks, come out. come out, panic attack, go. All the way, go, come out, panic attack, spirits, go, up out of there, loose her, let her go, panic attack, in Jesus' name, all panic attack demons, come out, all the way out. All the spirits of panic attack, come out by the blood of Jesus right now, by the blood of Jesus. The blood is against you, demon. You are defeated by the blood of Jesus. And our sister belongs to Jesus, and she doesn't belong to Satan. She doesn't belong to Satanism. She doesn't belong to demons. She doesn't belong to medication. She belongs to Jesus. We cover her mind with the blood of Jesus. And we call her whole, we call her healed in Jesus' name from these attacks of darkness over her in Jesus' name. Now keep coming out. Every one of you, go. Spirits of Satanism, come out, 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 come out of there. All witchcraft, come out, 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 come out. Occultism, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Witchcraft, go. Gypsy, go. In Jesus' name, go. Go all the way out. Go. So gypsy spirits, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there. Fortune telling, come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name. Keep coming out. Come on. Gypsy spirits, fortune telling, come out. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. The blood is against you. Have some blood, demon. You love the blood, I know. Come out. All the way out. Have some more blood. You puny little demons. You defeated little devils. You have to go. Every one of you. The blood of Jesus. Angels go in and sword these demons. I bind you, demon. Who do you think you are, anyway? You're just a puny little demon. Angels sword that demon right now. That smart demon. Thinks he's so smart to keep this girl in bondage all these years. Sword it. Sword it. Have some blood, demon. Open wide this demon's mouth and pour the blood down it, angels of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you, devil. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. All the way out. Come out of there. Stop tormenting her. Stop it. In the name of Jesus, you loose her and let her go. Loose her and let her go. Come out of there. Come out of there. Come out of there, Adri. Loose, Adri. Let her go. The blood of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Adri?
Yes.
If you ask Jesus into your heart, you sure you're a Christian?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes, I'm 100% sure.
Okay. All right. Keep coming out.
I'm disturbing something awful.
Do what?
My stomach hurting something awful.
Okay. Well, spirit manifesting in the stomach, come out right now. You stop that egg. Come out of her stomach. Come out of her stomach now. Come out of there. Come out. Stop tormenting her. Come out. Come out of her stomach right now. Go. Go. The blood of Jesus. Loose her stomach. Come out. 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 Come out by the blood of Jesus. All the way out. All the way out. Come out of her stomach. All the way. Go. 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 Come out. Come on. Spirit of torment, spirit of pain in the stomach, stop it and come out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Go. Go. Come on out of there. The blood of Jesus over her stomach. I apply the blood of Jesus over her stomach. The blood of Jesus over her stomach. Come out of there. Stop it. Come out. Come out. Stop tormenting her. The blood is against you right now. The blood of Jesus right now. The blood of Jesus against the stomach problem. Come out of there. The demons that are manifesting. You have to go all the way out. All the way up out of there. All the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. You cannot have Adri. She does not belong to you, demon. You come all the way out. Out, 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 all the way. Keep moving, keep moving, keep moving, keep moving, keep moving, keep coming out. Keep coming out. All spirits manifesting in the stomach have to go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All witchcraft, go. All unclean spirits, go, go, go. Come out, come out, come out of the stomach now. Go all the way out, all the way out. All the way out, Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Keep coming out. You will not have her. She belongs to Jesus. You can't have Adrian. You cannot. No, no. You cannot have her. I told you. Demons, listen to me. You can't have her anymore. You cannot. We cancel your assignment, demons. I'm talking to you. She belongs to Jesus. She's confessed Jesus as her Lord and Savior. She believed in her heart. She's repented for her sin. You're a trespassing, lying demon. Come out. Come out now. All the way out. Every one of you. Come out. 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 We pull her out of the grips of Satan right now. We pull her out of the jaws of demons right now. Come out, 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 all the way out. Loose her now. Let her go. Now, all the way. Keep going. Keep going. Keep coming out. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. Out, out, out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. All the way up out of it. Loose, Adri. Let her go. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Loose anybody else. These tormenting spirits in the stomach. Go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. All headache spirits. Go. Too, as well. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Keep coming out. Loose Adri. Let her go. By the blood of Jesus. You demons, you are just puny demons. You can't have her. You cannot have her. You have to go. You come out. Come out. The angels of the Lord are mighty. They come in and sword you and pull you up from the roots. Go. Right now. The mighty warriors of God. In Jesus' name, go into battle and take these demons out, 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 all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Keep coming out, keep coming out, keep coming out, all the way out, all the way out. I break your grip, I break your hold, I break your control over Adrian. In Jesus' name, keep moving out, all the way out. All the way up out of there. Keep going, keep going, keep going. You are defeated by the blood. Yes, you have to loose her. All occultism, all witchcraft, all these panic attacks, all these fearfulness, come out. Go, 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 go. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus over our sister. You have to go. In Jesus' name. 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 How are you doing?
Like something's stuck in my throat. Like something's stuck in my throat.
In your throat? Come on up out of there. All the way out. Keep coming out. All the way. Come on. The spirit is stuck and lodged in her throat. Come out. All the way. Move, 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 move. Keep moving up out of her throat. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Keep moving. Keep moving up and out of her throat. All the way out. That spirit that's lodged in the throat. Go. In Jesus' name. Go. In Jesus' name. All the way. All the way. All the way up out of there. All the way up out of there. Go. Loose her throat. Loose her body. And come all the way out by the blood of Jesus right now. By the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus right now. By the blood of Jesus. You have to go. Every bit of it from the roots right now. Go. 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 Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, all the way up. You just keep coming out. Father, we pray for Adri, for her peace, Lord, and for her rest, and, Lord, that she'll continue to get deliverance, Lord. And we thank you for this sister, Lord, that faithfully is hungry for her deliverance, Lord. You said if we hunger and thirst, you'd fill us. I know that says righteousness, but it's hard to walk that way with demons. And so, Father, we just pray, Lord, that you continue to deliver her, and thank you, Lord, for what you did tonight and what you're going to continue to do. Sister Adrienne, I'm going to take one more call tonight. Thank you for calling in. Call back another time, and we'll do some more. All right, that was Sister Adrienne from Hungary. Now we're going to talk to area code 909. Area code 909. This is the last call we'll be able to take tonight. Are you there?
Hello, Pastor. Yes, hello, Pastor
yes.
Kyle. This is
yes,
Stephen
who is
in California. This is Stephen in California.
Stephen in California. How can we pray
yes.
with you tonight, brother?
Well, I've been suffering from depression for a long time, and it varies from moderate to severe, and right now it's severe. And I heard you on the Hagman & Hagman show, and this is the first time I've heard about deliverance. I've been on medications, but I'm not now. They never really seem to help much anyway. So I'm just trying to get free from this depression. I'm just really, really struggling.
Okay. Has there been any occultism in your past? Did you ever play with the Ouija board or any type of occult activity, New Age movement, yoga?
No, I've never been into any of that. I know one of my grandfathers was in the Freemasons.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that can certainly open a door through the whole family to be cursed. So we will break that and renounce that. Let's see. What about sexual sin? As you were before you were walking with Jesus, do you have any sexual sin, sex outside of marriage, masturbation, pornography?
I did. I've pretty much got free of all that after I started listening to you.
Okay. That's good. All right. Well, we may need to address some of that, but we'll see. Let's go ahead and deal with the depression. Just renounce the Freemasonry. Father, just say, forgive me for all Freemasonry in my family line.
Father, forgive me for all Freemasonry in my family line.
I command every demon of Freemasonry.
I command every demon of Freemasonry.
To leave me now.
To leave me now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
All right. Now we speak to those spirits of depression and Freemasonry to come out of our brother right now. We break the curse over him, and you just start coming out right now, all the way out of him in Jesus' name. That depression that's been just trying to hang over him, weigh him down, you loose him and let him go. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Depression, go. Right now, we break the curse of depression in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, go by the blood of Jesus right now. Go, 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 go. All the way out of him right now. All depression, I'm talking to you. And I break the curse and I command you to come out right now. Go in Jesus' name. Loose him and let him go. In Jesus' name, come out. Come out of Steve. All the way out of Stephen. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out. All the way up out of him. All depression, go. Go by the blood of Jesus right now. All the way out. All the way. Take a couple of deep coughs, brother. Help him get him going. All the way out. All the way out. Keep coming out. All depression. Go, 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 go. Out, out, out. All the way out. All witchcraft and Freemasonry. Go, 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 go. Come out. 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 All the way out. We break the curse of Freemasonry over my brother right now and command every spirit that came in through Grandpa, through all occultism, come out. Come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out by the blood of Jesus right now, all the way out, all depression, all discouragement, come out, come out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Every bit of it, go by the blood of Jesus right now. By the blood of Jesus, you loose my brother. You let him go all the way up out of there. We break through any curses that are coming from anybody right now. Any curses from witches, warlocks, Satanists, anything that's coming against our brother, we break those and send them back where they came from now in Jesus' name and command those spirits to come out in Jesus' name. Keep coming out. All depression from Freemasonry, go. Keep coming out, all the way out, by the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, go. We cover his mind, those mind-binding spirits, the dark clouds over the mind, come out. All the way out, go in Jesus' name. The dark cloud over his mind, heaviness over his mind, come out. All the way out of Brother Stephen in Jesus' name. Go by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, all those spirits over the mind, come out. Heaviness, go. Dark cloud, go. Come out. Be weakened by the blood and loose his mind. Loose Brother Stephen's mind in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the way up out of there. Jesus' name. How are you doing there, brother?
I'm doing good. Feel a little sweaty, but other than that,
getting some release then. Good,
I
good.
Hope so.
I believe you are. And that's a sign. Sweatiness is a sign that come out through the pores of your skin, and coughing that come out through breathing. And so I've run out of time, brother, but you call back. We'll do round two another time and be happy to pray some more. I cover my brother with the blood, and I just thank you for his deliverance, Lord. Seal what he's received tonight and continue to minister to him throughout the rest of the evening. In Jesus' name I pray for Brother Stephen. Amen. Well, thank you for calling,
Pastor.
Tonight, Brother Stephen. You're welcome.
Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye. All right, this is Pastor John Kyle, a live program tonight, Deliverance Today. I've about run out of time again. I want to encourage you to support the ministry if the Lord leads you to. No pressure, but if you have some funds and you'd like to help out, send your tithe or offering, you could do that through the website, theoasisplace.org. Or you can mail it to either Pastor John Kyle or the Oasis Church at P.O. Box 50162, at P.O. Box 50162, Billings, Montana, 59105. And I encourage you also to get our book, Do You Have Demon Trouble? You know, that would be something that will bless you and help you in your road to more deliverance. So I want to thank everybody for joining in tonight, and thank you, those of you in the chat room. Praise God for each one of you. Praise God for you who are going to download later. Bless you as well. All right, we'll see you back next Friday night, and you have a blessed weekend, and may the Lord Jesus just be with you every minute of the day. All right, bye-bye now.
I have inclined my heart to be righteous, and I wait for the word of the Lord. It is a lamp to my feet in this journey, and in my mouth is a two-edged sword. I cling to my Father's commandments. I always sing them wherever I go. They're more lasting than earthly possessions, and more precious than silver and gold. And I stand in awe of the word of the Lord that created the earth and the heavens above. And each promise made is an anchor of soul, bonding me to my heavenly Father of love. By the word of the Lord. companion to those who fear God. All the wicked would lead me astray. I have learned when the Spirit convicts me, I must hasten to humbly obey. The day of judgment is quickly approaching for destruction of ungodly men. But the living word I treasure will uphold me and hide me from sin. And I stand in awe of the word. Garland of grace, following the path that is for me, always learning my Father. Thank you. anticipation now, calling you from earth below, singing come Lord Jesus. Come Lord Jesus, don't delay, return and steal your bride away. Our hearts are burning with desire, with love the flame of holy fire. Oh come Lord Jesus, don't delay, return and steal your bride.